All right, sisters, I ain't forgot about y'all. Beg a lady, my baby, baby, my main lady, give it up, turn it loose, let it go, face the truth. Beg lady, my baby, baby, my main lady, can me and you sit down for a minute or two? I need to talk to you. I need to tell you that ain't nobody trying to hurt you, boo. When we first got together, you informed me that he had caused you some hurt and that you put up this wall, and to break through, it would take some work. Well, I gladly accepted the mission, because, see, I was on a mission to make you my missus. And I knew after several 100,000 of my sweet, tender kisses, that wall would disintegrate into 1 million pieces, and I would change your mind about the whole male species. In the beginning, I was totally understanding, because, see, I know working through hurt can be quite demanding, because all your emotions get tangled up in a knot like landing. And for you, girl, I said I'd always be right here standing ready and willing to wipe away all of your tears. But come on, baby girl, it's been 2.5 years. Now, just because he did it, that don't mean I'm gonna do it. And just because that brother went, that don't mean I'm gonna put you through it. At some point, you gotta give all that up and let all that go and focus on us so our love can grow. But instead of getting better, baby, you getting worse. It's like that brother not only hurt you, but on you, he put some type of curse. Because, see, if I'm 5 minutes late, you think I'm out on a date, even though I called you way before 8 and told you that the Galleria traffic made me late. And then when I finally do get home, you got this big old attitude. And for that, girl, I just ain't in the mood. Because, see, I just got in from a long, hard day at work. And the last thing I need to see as you undress me and give me the third degree is you like a canine sniffing all in my boxers, checking all on my shirt. And when we go out, you always gotta trip out, cause sisters stare. Well, look at me, baby, sisters gon' stare. And anyway, why should you care? Cause see, you on my arm, you standing right there. If you don't want sisters to stare, then we might as well not go anywhere. I go get us something to eat. You wanna know who I'm going to meet. And then when I come back with a couple of jumbo jacks, you touching all on the fries. Trying to feel the temperature of the fries. Girl, that just makes my temper rise. I know you've been hurt, baby, and for that I truly apologize, but you ain't gotta be touching all on a brother's fries. But this is the straw that broke the camel's back. The last time we were making love and I was just about to eject, you late. You made me wait, jumped up, cut on the light, pulled out a plate, instructed me to shoot my love juices onto the plate so you could measure the amount and tell if on you I had been stepping out. Baby, that just totally freaked me out. I'm thinking now, what the hell was all that about? So I gotta be real with you, baby, when I put this on the table, and I guess you can say that this is an ultimatum, and I don't mind, you can even quote me verbatim. I was real when I said I would always be there for you, but girl, I can't deal with your paranoia. They say it's a thin line between love and hate, and right now you're on the borderline of a sane and an insane state. Sister Erica Badu, she wrote a song about you, and as much drama as I've been through with you, I feel like I could've wrote one too. As a matter of fact, I think that's what I'll do, except I I call mine Bag Lady Part 2.